台。
Free Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call and talk about anything you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-453. So, Stephanie, we were talking before the show, and I guess you have some show prep for us here that sounds very, very enticing.
Yes. Why don't you go ahead and turn your volume up a little bit? But I have a list of the 10 most controversial Wikipedia topics around the world. Now, there's actually been a study done on this, and somebody went to the trouble of analyzing the Wikipedia entries with the most edit wars.
I guess that wouldn't be too difficult to do, right? Like, they just find out, you know, there's obviously edit wars on Wikipedia.
And what yeah, and we is, should define an edit war, I
we
guess.
We should define Wikipedia, too.
Okay, so starting with Wikipedia, it is the world's online free encyclopedia. And it was pretty revolutionary when it first came out. I think it's been around for
crowdsourced.
Yes, exactly. People write the entries. It's not written by so-called experts that are, you know, contacted by a publishing company and saying, "Hey, Mark Edge, why don't you write the Encyclopedia Britannica entry on Free Talk Live?" No, anyone can make a topic. Anybody can write a topic. Anybody can edit a topic.
This is why you can't trust Wikipedia.
This is why the professors of the world say you can't trust Wikipedia, because they are intending to protect their little fiefdoms of having all the world's knowledge. But Wikipedia is revolutionary in that encyclopedias prior to Wikipedia, and I know there's people out there that absolutely know what we're talking about, and it's really, this is kind of an old conversation, but there are people out there that don't know what we're talking about. Encyclopedias used to be published and written by experts, and
people would go around and try to sell you an encyclopedia set, and it would weigh hundreds of pounds. Right. It would take up a whole bookshelf. But you'd have the A volume and the P volume, and the S volume was usually pretty big, and the Q volume is really small. And
it was combined with the R.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. X was combined with Y, too. But, yeah, I mean, those were the days. I remember my parents had a set like that they bought, and then it totally became obsolete. I mean, first there was Encarta, right? It was a CD,
yep,
you know, version of an encyclopedia, so you didn't have to have that whole library.
But still centrally sourced from one organization.
Right.
Totally, yeah. And then there was, you know, Encyclopedia Britannica, which had been making book versions of the encyclopedia, went online, and they started, you know, offering services online, but you still had to pay for it, and it was centralized. And, you know, one of the biggest problems I remember with centralized encyclopedias was like, oh, God, I you know, was forced to do these research projects and stuff at school. And sometimes there would be no entry for the thing that you wanted to learn about. So what did you do then? You were kind of out of luck, right?
Right. That's the first place you go, is the encyclopedia, to look for the starting information that you have. And then you dig a little deeper after that.
Right. So Wikipedia actually solved that problem very nicely, because it's really easy to search for whatever entry that you might be looking for. And if the entry
There's like 100, if not 1,000 times more entries in Wikipedia than there was in any encyclopedia.
Oh, yeah. It's very thorough. It's in multiple languages. You know, dozens of languages around the world have Wikipedias. And it's free, and anybody can use it. And it's a real example of crowdsourcing, because you're right, Mark, it was so untrusted by all the professors of the world and the teachers. They would, up until, you know, some of them still probably say that, oh, you can't cite Wikipedia.
They still say it.
Yeah.
Now, what an edit war is there's things in the world upon which people do not agree. They believe they possess the facts, and the other side believes they possess the facts.
Right. And in Wikipedia, there are rules for writing an entry. So anybody can write an entry, but there are guidelines, right? So an article is supposed to be factual. It's supposed to not contain opinion or uncited facts, right? It's supposed to, you know, just the facts, ma'am, right? Like
right.
Mark Stevens
just
says.
Just the cited facts.
Just the cited facts, right? Yeah, so it's supposed to be able to be, you know, backed up by other sources, and that lends credibility to it. Some Wikipedia articles, you know, if they don't have that, can get flagged and say this article needs more citations or this could be, you know, a conjecture or something like that. It's not necessarily fact. So there are some checks and balances built into Wikipedia for those kinds of things. And by the way, before we go into what the edit wars are, I just wanted to say there was a landmark study that came out. This was about 5 years ago, I think. And somebody went through and compared every entry in, or a sample of entries in Encyclopedia Britannica with online with the ones in Wikipedia.
Okay.
So it's a centralized encyclopedia versus a decentralized crowdsourced encyclopedia. And on average, the Wikipedia articles had fewer inaccuracies than the Encyclopedia Britannica did.
Interesting.
So
you literally have a whole world of editors. I mean,
yeah.
That's the difference. It's not
now, the Wikipedia,
people, it's millions.
Yeah, now the Wikipedia articles still did contain some inaccuracies, but the difference was there were fewer than the centralized one because there's, I mean, it makes sense. There's more people checking on it.
I consider it the closest thing to fact out there.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't consider saying Jesus Christ isn't part God. That's not an inaccuracy.
So that brings us to our next topic, which is edit wars. So sometimes there are controversial topics, right, Mark?
Right. And I contend Jesus Christ is part God.
Well,
and I contend that you and Brian are part God. So there we go. Now we have a.
I contend that there is no God.
So here we are. However, I'm going to have a difficult time citing something as to, you know, where do I get this claim from?
Right. Extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence, Mark. But anyway, so yeah, the edit wars are when an article gets repeatedly edited. So, for instance, you know, there's graffiti on Wikipedia too. There's trolling, right? Like someone. Since anybody can edit a page, and, you know, you can see the previous versions of the page, too, so you can see every edit that gets made. But sometimes people will kind of deface Wikipedia pages, and they'll, you know, if it's some celebrity or somebody they don't like, maybe a politician, they'll put, you know, stuff on them, on there about them. And, you know, sometimes it's not quite graffiti or trolling, but it's more like people put questionable facts in there, or people put a sentence in the article that somebody else disagrees with. And so then they have these wars where they go back and forth. No, the sentence is how I write it. No, it's how I wrote it. And then they keep going back and forth. And so the researchers at Oxford University, who did this new study to find the most controversial Wikipedia topics around the world, looked for edit wars. And so they compiled the articles that had the most instances of people fighting about how the article should be written. So, do you want to hear what the top 10 list was?
Does it start at the top and work its way down?
It starts at 1 and goes down to 10, but I think we'll start at 10.
Okay, let's start at 10. That's better.
Okay, number 10, Christianity.
Christianity.
I can't believe that's not number 1.
Well, number 1 has to do with that, actually. number 9.
Now, does it say under Christianity what specifically they argue about?
No, but I would imagine that there are many different things that one could argue about within Christianity.
There are 1,000 different denominations. I'm sure just within Christianity, there's a million arguments about Christianity.
Yeah, I don't know if there's 1,000 like official different denominations, but there are certainly dozens, if not hundreds, of them.
Yeah.
And then what you would do is once you start going through people who are, you know, part of a denomination, you start asking them questions. They generally don't agree with the church they go.
Right.
You know, if you go and talk to Unitarian Universalists, you know, as to what they think about, you know, God or something, you're going to have some real, real crazy stuff you get to hear, and it's not going to have anything to do with creed.
I think it's all crazy, but yeah, I mean.
There are atheists in the Unitarian Universalist Church. You just think it's crazy to get up that early.
Oh, they're not, yeah. Well, you're right about that, Mark. Anyway, so number 10 was Christianity. Number 9 most controversial Wikipedia topic, race and intelligence.
Really?
Yeah, I could see how that one would be.
So running around, you know, undermining sort of.
I think they're Could be some bigots involved in that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's just what I hear when I hear this initially. Now, we don't have a lot of facts on what is being messed with.
There, sure.
What's not. There was at one point some IQ tests done that, sort of broke along racial lines, but that really probably had more to do with education, because if you can't read...
Or how the tests are English administered and written, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, the G quotient doesn't exist.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about here on Free Talk Live. By the way, it's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie's going to join us here in just a moment. And we've been talking about sort of Wikipedia edit wars and people, disagreeing online as to what the facts are. And what does Wikipedia call itself? The store of all human knowledge or something?
Something like that.
They've got some little tagline, which I think is pretty bold. But, you know, when you're running an operation, you should be bold.
It's about the closest I've seen to anything like that. But, if you want to get information out there, and if you you want to make a website that possibly gets your opinion on information or something like that, we've got a great advertiser with Free Talk Live, and that's Squarespace at squarespace.com. I can't begin to say what it is. It's a service that it helps you build a website. It doesn't just help. I mean, it is so easy to create this website, any website that you want, you got to go there and check it out and just see how, again, I can't say the word enough, it is so easy to create a website with Squarespace. It starts at...
And I think a really important aspect to talking about Squarespace is that oftentimes people will make judgments about your website if it isn't pretty. If it looks like it's from 2003.
Yeah.
And
I make judgments all the time about websites that look like they're pre-2000.
It's hard not to make that judgment. And
right.
Squarespace makes it easy for you to have a website that looks hip and now and beautiful.
It is so professional. Yeah, I mean, if you're used to like spending hours trying to figure out what WordPress plugin do I need to use and how do I post a blog post and what the heck, how do I edit the CSS template? I don't even know what a CSS template is.
Right.
You just do not need to worry about that with Squarespace. It's like, if you want to put a picture in your post, you just drag and drop
it.
If you want to put a sound in your post, you just drag and drop it. I mean,
absolutely.
It's just that easy.
Yeah, I've used it in the past. It integrates things so well, like SoundCloud, go down the list, everything integrates into it beautifully, and it is so simple, because I don't want to take a lot of time to make a website. My time is really, really precious, and Squarespace just makes it all happen very fast. But if you want to take the time, you can do that too. You can get right into the nuts and bolts of the HTML with it. It starts as low as $8 a month for Squarespace.
But you can try it for free.
You can try it for free.
See how easy it is to put a website together.
Yeah, and if you sign up for the year, not just a month, you can you'll get a free domain name with that. And if you use the code FTL7, you'll get 10% off. The whatever your order ends up being, it is just an amazing, amazing service, Squarespace.com.
FTL7, that's a pretty good deal. Get 10% off. So, Stephanie, edit wars.
Yes.
Which one? We just said Christianity was number 9, is that right?
Christianity was number 10. So, yeah, just to refresh, we're talking about the 10 most controversial Wikipedia topics around the world. So this was looked at all the Wikipedias in every different language, I guess.
Okay.
Even though I think English is probably, one of the most popular languages for wiki articles. But anyway, so the number 10 most controversial was Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9 was race and intelligence.
Okay, yeah, we were talking
about
that.
And Mark, you were speculating that the bigots were on the attack in this article.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I try not to assume.
Well, because what else can they do but internet activism, right? If you're part of a white supremacy group or whatever, there's not much you can do but hide behind your computer screen, because most people are not going to tolerate that anymore.
A lot of them don't have the bravery to just come out and say what's on their mind either. They oftentimes will hide behind euphemisms and code words and things like that.
Sure. Yeah, so I mean, I can see why that one would be controversial. Number 8, most controversial. This is something that you actually mentioned, Mark, which I thought was funny. Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, Jesus is the number 8 most controversial.
So Christianity is number 10, and Jesus is number 8.
Well,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number 10. That must be by the that group Christians Against Christ. I'm kidding. That's a joke. Sorry.
Is there really a group like that?
No.
Okay.
So I wonder.
Well, there's Jews for Jesus. I mean,
I wonder what they're arguing about on the Jesus board there. I mean,
Oh, who knows? All kinds of things.
Was he real
or
not? I guess is really the question.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's like a whole Paul Verhoeven, the movie maker. He's part of a scholarly group that's all about who was the historical Jesus. And
is this the guy that makes that looks at the different parts of the Bible and sort of does video on them, because he's conjecturing that Jesus drove demons out of somebody and put them into 1,000 pigs.
Right.
The demon legion.
Yeah.
Right, into the pigs, and the pigs ran off over the cliff, right?
Correct.
Where the hell do you get 1,000 pigs in Israel, a Jewish country, is the question.
Well, that's a great question.
Well, that is a great question.
And he's proposing that Jesus actually went to Spain, and that there's this southern part of Spain where they do have sort of 2,000-year-old legends. Now, the guy's hunting down and doing recordings, and I tend to, you know, sort of wonder about these things. But whatever, I'm like, wow, this is great. I thought it was, if nothing else, very compelling video. He also does another interesting one on the plagues of Egypt and how they're
I know who you're talking about. That's not Paul Verhoeven.
Okay.
But he's a buddy of James Cameron, the guy you're talking
about.
But, yeah, that is interesting. But, I mean, really, and it makes sense because a lot of these locations where Jesus was, they had to kind of make him fit into prophecies, if he even walked the earth, because the real Savior was actually John the Baptist, but when he died, they had to pick somebody else, and so they picked his cousin Jesus to be the Savior, and thus they had to, like, rewrite his history. Anyway.
I bet that would be controversial if you put that in the Wikipedia.
That's something that might be in Wikipedia.
And when you sort of look at how, like, a dozen different saviors in biblical, around sort of ancient times had the same birthday, they were born of a virgin, and, you know, just all these things that they shared as facts about themselves, and how that's completely unaddressed by church historians.
Yeah, never touched. I mean, the whole dying God, you know, the living and then the resurrecting God, God-man, is constantly, I mean, it starts with Adonis, which sounds a lot like Adonai, which is a name for the Lord, and it just goes on and on throughout history all the time.
Let's take Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, gentlemen and lady.
Hello.
Well, I wanted to update you guys on my arrest in New Hampshire about 2 years ago at the Joe Biden event.
How many?
2 years ago.
2 years ago?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that was a while ago.
It was a while ago. I just wanted to make sure I knew how long.
So there's a new update on it, huh?
Free staters should have long memories and certain things they shouldn't let go.
So what happened? Briefly tell what happened and then follow up with what the update is.
Yeah, for those who don't know, I was at a Joe Biden event trying to film outside the event. It was at a hotel, and I wasn't even inside the hotel, just outside interviewing state reps that were coming and going. I didn't really think I'd get a picture of Joe Biden, but if the limo drove by, I was going to get a picture of that, too. And I got some shots of Secret Service and stuff like that. And after I'd done about 4 interviews...
And you are a journalist, by the way. You have the popular YouTube channel Ridley Report, just in case anybody doesn't know.
That's right. I should have fully identified myself.
Beyond that, prior to the Ridley Report, you did real photojournalism for sort of big time Boston station, right?
It was video editing, and before that, I was a photojournalist.
All right. So, Dave, I want you to hold on the line because I want to hear what happened with the case. 855 450 free. You can talk about anything that you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. That's 855-450-3733.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts, and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is, patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient alien, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in UFOlogy. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. Now, we were talking in the last segment with Dave from the Ridley Report, and, well, I guess he had an incident a couple of years ago having to do with Joe Biden. All of us, Dave included, moved here for the Free State Project. The idea of the Free State Project is to get as many liberty-loving individuals into one state as possible, and they would all work towards the creation of a state whose maximum role is the protection of life, liberty, and property. Some people want that maximum role to be even smaller than that. So, this is one way, one form of activism is Dave going around and sort of videotaping things. If you want to get involved in the Free State Project, you can go to freestateproject.org.
Check out their new website. It looks great.
Yep, it does.
Absolutely. I like the community aspect of the Free State Project.
So, Dave, what has happened, sort of an update on this arrest?
I'm a whole form of activism. Huh? I'll take that as a pretty big compliment.
You certainly helped.
But yeah, I was just filming, and of course, you know, I film whatever's interesting that happens in front of me, and there's happened to be Secret Service people wandering around, so I took the pictures of them. They didn't like that, and they contacted the Nashville Police Department that was also there and talked to the hotel, you know, management and so forth. And they got the, you know, hotel management to come out and talk to me, basically.
Okay.
And then the hotel,
please leave
hotel
our parking
manager.
Lot. You're making our Secret Service friends uncomfortable.
So eventually, it took them a while to figure out what they were going to do, but eventually they did ask me to leave, the management. And I was recording all this, and so I started leaving backwards, partly in protest, but mostly just because that's how you film what's coming at you, right? I mean, there was nothing where I was going except my car, so I wasn't going to film that direction. You know, I just walked backwards, filming these cops that started pouring out of the building, and 2 minutes later, I was arrested, even though I was still, you know, I was constantly going to my car. And they said that I had to tell them where my car was or I'd be arrested, basically. They didn't really even warn me. They just arrested me. But that was their thinking, is that if I wouldn't tell them exactly where my car was, then they couldn't prove that I was really leaving. So innocent, you know, or guilty until proven innocent, let's just arrest him.
Okay.
That sounds like they jumped the gun.
Once the authority whirlpool, the authority vortex kicks into place, they can do anything that they want to do. Well, the people from the Secret Service had said, go assassinate that guy. Somebody from the local Nashua Police Department would have gone out and capped you in the head.
There's no question I was surely being painted by a sniper at the time. I don't know where he was located. But, outside a Joe Biden event, about to be arrested, there's probably a sniper there. So
likely true.
And while they were arresting me, the primary arresting officer immediately patted me down, and the pat-down involved like a groin grope, right? So it was like the TSA Blue Love Glove, but just at your local hotel. So that was the most egregious thing they did as part of this process, but they weren't backed into a corner in terms of arresting me. And you know how Sun Tzu says when you're assailing an enemy, you always leave a way out so that you're not just locked in a bloody, mutually ending struggle, right? You always leave a way out. So for me, the way out that I left them was, just continue walking me to my car, and then when I get to my car, maybe you'll demand my license because I'm getting into a car. You might investigate me a little bit more, and then I'll be gone. And that would be their easy way out. And it would have been pretty hard to make that super controversial.
Indeed.
They didn't take that. They had to bogart their way through the situation and make it difficult on themselves. And it really was, because it went to trial, and they got their backsides handed to them in two pieces. But they went through the whole problem. They brought witnesses. They try and make it look like to try and say that I was not leaving when I was leaving, and it was all on video.
He had video of it. Yeah,
it was proven on video. And the judge is like, well, I can't convict this guy. What are you thinking? You know, the whole thing has gotten about 500,000 hits on YouTube if you take all the different videos. The most popular videos, though, are videos of my lawyer, Seth Hipple, just dismantling the cops over a period of an hour, and them misrepresenting things, and the hotel people misrepresenting things. It's just all caught, and it's all proven. And so these videos have, you know, 70, 80,000 hits each. And it's been great publicity for the Free State Project. The National Police Department is just like when Keene attacked the Robin Hooders, the National Police Department proved to be a very effective tool for recruiting movers.
A little thank you to the National Police Department.
So that case went to trial like a while ago, right? There's another update after that?
It was almost 2 years ago when it went to trial. And since then, we just basically sued them after the trial. I mean, it wasn't so much like all the paperwork was filed, but it was just communications between my law firm, different lawyer actually, but the same law firm. Communications between him and the city of Nashua has been going very slowly. There's a 3-year deadline that has to be met, or you know, when papers have to be filed if we're going to actually do a full-fledged lawsuit. And anyway, the news is the reason I call is because I have asked my lawyer to go ahead and file the papers that we're going to go forward with the lawsuit. Because of the fact the city has just been dragging its feet about even replying to him. They just don't talk to my lawyer, practically.
Yeah, well, not a surprise. That what do they want to communicate to him about? They've lost their case, you know.
So
why
are,
in the world will they want to give you any information?
So, Dave, just to clarify, are you suing the Nashua Police Department or the Secret Service or both?
It'd be the city of Nashua. My law firm has advised against suing the Secret Service. They don't think we'd get as far going into the Secret Service. They think the weak point to hit is...
I would guess not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. So, I mean, what are you asking for in the lawsuit? Are you allowed to talk about that?
I think it's not going to be that much. I mean, I've been urged not to make the numbers that high. So, you know, the last we talked about it, it was, you know, just in the tens of thousands. It wasn't hundreds of thousands. But that could change. They could have different ideas. I don't know how it will work. And I don't expect the legal system to come through for me, right? I mean, this is just something I'm doing because it's really not much work. I'm just going to let it play out and let them sweat and fill
I
it.
I think that's
until
probably
they,
a smart
until,
attitude
until they
to
lose,
have.
Until we beat them in court or until they beat us in court. And at the end of it, you know, if I don't feel like I've gotten what I want out of the justice system or the city of Nashua, certainly I haven't gotten what I want out of the city of Nashua. So what I'll do just at the end of it all is just go ahead and resume the kind of campaign that we were sort of waging in Nashua a couple of years ago right after the arrest, where we did protests and I went to City Hall and, you know, City Hall meetings and stuff like that. We'll just resume something like that for a period of time until certain limited demands are met, I guess.
Yeah, are you asking for an apology or anything like that, or is it just financial restitution?
Well, right now we're just suing them because they're not really responding to our questions. We had certain demands, yes, you know, that we sent to them that were rejected. The first one was just fire the officer that arrested me. They rejected that. The next one had been one in the middle there, but there was another one where we said, okay, here's four options. One of them, I can't remember what all of them were now, but one of them was, just let me into the jail. I'd like to film the jail. I could use more video of jails, and I would like to show the public what I experienced.
Interesting.
So that would be one thing that would move us forward. I don't think by itself it would solve the whole question, but if you would let me do that, then definitely we're on the right track and we're moving away from a lawsuit, right? Well, they wouldn't even respond. They never even answered, as far as I know, you know, unless they responded and we never got the response.
Wow. Well, I wish you luck, Dave. I think this is... Yep. I'm scared that it's, you know... I'm afraid it's unlikely that, you know, I think you're going to get what you want out of the system, but, you know...
Dave, I do want you to call back and let us know when you manage to hoist them on their own petard there. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. Is that petard? Petard? What do you want?
I like petard.
Petard's better.
855-450-FREE.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crowhole Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes.
And without the right equipment,
you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and X-ray. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade. And EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be. At MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
A-55-450-free. You can give us a call and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been all over the board tonight, per usual, on the Sunday edition.
I love being all over the board.
You and the board, I'll tell you. It's a love story. So we had just spoken to Dave Ridley about some of his activism in a situation where, well, I guess he got arrested for filming at an event at which Joe Biden was speaking. And
it's like the Pope, but there's like a holy circle around him, and indeed, you can't go within a certain number of feet of him.
Yeah, that looks like somebody's going to.
It's funny
because get sued.
Yeah, well, I mean, where he lives or where he works looks a lot like the Pope's house too.
You're talking about humorous. Washington D.C. and the Vatican.
Yeah, they look exactly the same.
Oh gosh, that's another tangent.
Sorry. Oh, I got to hear that. I don't know anything about that.
Well, if you ever look at pictures of, like, St. Peter's Basilica, and yeah, if you look at Washington, D.C., they look exactly the same. They both have the spire, or the, you know, the George Washington Monument. And then, of course, there's a similar obelisk in front of St. Peter's Basilica, and the buildings, the you know, the Hall of Congress and the Vatican look almost exactly the same.
There you go. It's a conspiracy! Ed, New Jersey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing? How's everything?
All's well. Absolutely capital, sir. Please. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about jury nullification to you.
Okay. I've heard of it.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure if you know. I am Edward Fortune.
I was wondering if you were the N.J. Weedman.
So yeah, let's explain jury nullification to people. Jury nullification is the 1,000-year right of juries to judge not only whether or not the defendant is guilty of a crime, but in fact whether or not the law is just. And they can find somebody not guilty simply because they don't believe that person did anything wrong.
Historically, it has been used during alcohol prohibition and during to nullify the Fugitive Slave Act.
Those are the good things. It's also been historically used to find people not guilty for lynching black people.
So sure,
it's got a spotty past. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead, Ed.
Well, there are people saying right now that's the opposite of what's going on with the. I don't even know if I want to bring it up right now, but the George Zimmerman trial. But
right, the Trayvon Martin situation, sure.
Yeah, exactly. But what I wanted to talk about, I'm a marijuana activist, obviously.
Yep.
And, you know, what I wanted to talk about was the fact that I believe at this point in history, jury nullification in America should be being taught and spread by all of our activists all over the country, as a way of enlightening the public to this. Because even though we know it's a 1,000-year-old act and it's part of the old English common law, it's ingrained in our American judicial system, very few of the common people know about it or understand it. And, you know,
it's been swept under the carpet.
Yeah, exactly. And nowadays, you know, more than 50% of the American population believe marijuana should be legal. Like 70-something percent, or maybe even higher than that, believe that marijuana should be legal for medicinal reasons. Mm-hmm. But yet, we have marijuana trials going on all over the country. I'm at the point where I believe, I've been talking about jury nullification for as long as I've been talking about legalizing marijuana, since the mid-90s, after I got arrested, obviously. That propels a lot of people into activism.
Sure.
You know, and I've been talking about jury nullification for a long time. I even had a trial back in 2000 where I brought it up a lot, but ultimately on the third day of trial, I accepted a deal. But the prosecutor acknowledged that they thought I was going to get a hung jury. I thought I was going to get a hung jury. And afterwards.
Because you mentioned jury nullification?
Well, because my whole case was I didn't do anything wrong. The law is wrong, not me. And my jury heard all that, and some of them were agreeing with it. And I agreed to take the plea in that case if the jury would be allowed to, if I could address the jury. And a question I wanted to ask them, and the question the judge let me ask them was, how many of you were feeling my argument? How many of you were going to say not guilty? And I got five that raised their hand. And
wow.
That was in 2000. So, of course, I always regretted that. You know, taking that plea. I even at one point tried to take that plea back, but they wouldn't let me, especially because I got already pulled the jury, so it'd been like, you know, like a practice run, so they wouldn't let me do it. So I ended up going to jail for 18 months and everything back in 2000, basically 2000 to 2002. I went to prison for marijuana.
For 18 months, and you would have been found not guilty. Man, that's got to be painful.
Yeah,
now, let me,
it was.
Real quick, I want to, bring people's attention to. First off, the prosecution and even the defense, the judicial system entirely wants to sort of sweep jury nullification under the rug, and you can, you know, develop whatever conspiracy theory around that you want to. I think they just don't like the spotty past of it, and they don't like the idea that amateurs might decide the law. But let's take a look at plea bargains for a second.
Well,
who benefits from plea bargains? I mean, the only people that benefit from plea bargains are guilty criminals and shiftless government bureaucrats who don't want to do their stinking job. Because if you were an evil man, evil, terrible man, and you needed to go to jail for 18 months in order to learn your lesson, then what benefit do we get if you get a lower deal? And we as society, I mean. Obviously, victims aren't helped. There were no victims in your case. Hence, I don't believe you're a guilty individual.
Well, you know, in New Jersey, on the indictment, that's a question that's asked. Who is the victim? And there's a little box for victim. And in the box for drug cases, the state puts the state of New Jersey.
Yeah, the state of New Jersey. We've been harmed.
That always irritated me. Like, who's the victim? And, of course, the state says they're the victim, man. You know?
Yeah, what is the state? If you really go into that, what actually is the state of New Jersey?
I don't know.
Does it really
the
exist?
Has been offended?
Is it a landmass? Is it a group of people? Is it an idea? I mean, how can you harm an idea? How can that be a victim?
Indeed, yeah, because well, if I'm in New Hampshire and somebody's smoking pot, I'm certain it doesn't hurt me and mine.
Yeah, exactly. Well, like I said, I actually did 18 months in prison, which you know, is bad.
I spent the whole
18 months like in the law library, so actually I got pretty good with learning.
Don't you have a medical condition, Ed? Don't you have
I was going to get to that. That's where I discovered that I had bone cancer, actually, while I was in prison. Matter of fact, there was a whole argument that when I went to prison is when I stopped being a heavy user of marijuana, and that's why I suddenly got these tumors popped up on me. You know,
There are some arguments that say that marijuana, the marijuana can...
Maybe anti-cancer.
It actually does. I mean, it's not even an argument anymore. It's pretty much proven. It's just the United States government doesn't want to accept it. Other governments have accepted it.
Yeah, they say no medical use, right? Isn't that Schedule 1? No medical use.
Exactly. So at that time, you know, I did my time, but I was always angry about it. And, you know, it festered in me. I constantly spread the concept of jury nullification. But I always had that thing that I took a plea, too. So I couldn't even talk to people and tell them, like, you know, I couldn't, like, throw the hammer. Like, you know, because I did it, too. I backed out. I got scared, whatever you want to call it. And I took the plea. But I'm not going to say luck has it, but, you know, bad luck has it. I got arrested again in 2010 with a pound of marijuana that I had brought from California. And when I was in California, I had a doctor's note. I actually owned a medical marijuana dispensary myself.
Right, you've got a medical marijuana card, and you had some medical marijuana, and you were not in the state in which medical marijuana, this was a medical marijuana card. So you were essentially, you know, this is a states' rights issue almost, and you're in New Jersey with your medicine and proof of your prescription.
Yep, and I got pulled over. Actually, a New Jersey state trooper pulled up next to me in a light, and I looked at him, and he looked at me, and I knew I was getting pulled over right then and there. But I actually got pulled over about a mile down the road.
Took him a little while.
Yeah, he had to slide in behind me, had to run the tag and all that. And it was a rental car, so it was like nothing. You know what he actually ended up saying, the reason why he pulled me over?
Because
he said my front tires were across the white line at the light.
Oh, boy.
It was nothing but a pretense stop. You know, I tried
dangerous
to
criminal, you.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. What would make him want to stop you? Ed, what would make him want to stop you?
Well, you know.
Are you driving while brown? I don't know what color you are.
People say profiling doesn't exist, but, you know, I was driving while dreaded. I got long dreads.
Okay.
And
I'm
at a light next to a state trooper. He looks at me. I look back at him. I see his blue uniform. I know he's a state trooper. He saw a black man with long dreads. He saw a potential pothead. That's what he saw. You know? And, you know, he, like I said, I was in a rental car. There's no way he could have, like, ran my tag and said anything.
That's NJ Weed Man.
Well, after I was out of the car, he did know who I was. But when I first got pulled over, he actually didn't know. And
Ed, do you have anything else to talk about jury nullification? Do you want
to? Oh, we want to go on a tour. I didn't know how long it was going to last, but I'm actually going to do a tour.
Hold the line, Ed. 855-450-FREE. That's Free Talk Live. 855-453.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at jasonlewisteam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at jasonlewisteam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.